啊，今天晚上跟大家一起来学习啊，耶稣来寻找拯救世上的人。
Tonight we are going to learn about a topic that Lord Jesus came to save the souls of this earth.
啊，我们为什么需要主耶稣？
Why do we need Jesus?
我们现在从圣经的一个例子来学习。
We are going to learn from an example in the Bible.
啊，路加福音十九章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 19.
啊，路加福音的十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
十九章的第一节跟第二节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 1 and 2.
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫做撒该，做税吏长。是一个财主。第三节
Verse 3,
他要看耶稣是怎样的人，只因为他身量又矮，所以不得看见。第四节
Verse 4,
就跑到前头爬到树上啊，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Luke 19 verse 2. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Verse 3, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. Verse 4, so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way.
主耶稣在传道的时候，走遍各城各乡。
As Jesus continued in his ministry, he traveled through all lands, cities, and towns.
因为他要把他的救恩传给每一个人。
Because it was his mission to pass on the gospel to every single person.
那耶稣经过耶利哥的时候
And as the Lord Jesus passed through the town of Jericho,
有一个人他很想要来看看耶稣
There was a man who strongly desired to see Lord Jesus.
这个人叫做撒该
This person's name was Zacchaeus.
那如果我们看圣经对撒该的介绍，我们会有一点惊讶，为什么他会想看耶稣？
When we look at a description of the Bible concerning Zacchaeus, we are a little surprised why this man would urgently want to seek out Jesus.
这里用两句话形容。
There was two descriptions the Bible made of him.
第一个，他是税吏长。
Firstly, he was a chief tax collector.
所以他是一个收税的机关里面一个头头啊，也是说一个有地位的人。
He was a man with status, and he was a chief in the tax collection system of that day.
那下面一句话说他是一个财主。
It further adds that he is a rich man.
也就是说他有很多的钱。
And we know he is very wealthy.
那这样的一个人他怎么会想要来找主耶稣？
And how can a person who is so rich and high status will want to seek after Jesus Christ?
因为有时候我们人觉得需要耶稣都是生活有困难，或者说我们本身有什么病痛需要帮助。
Because some people come to Lord Jesus because they may have some problems in their life or maybe some sicknesses.
但是圣经里面记载这个撒该，他人所羡慕的他都有了。
But for this particular person, Zacchaeus, he had everything that everyone else would admire.
我们常常在生活当中在想一个问题。
In our daily lives, we ponder this question.
就是我有什么？
What is it that I can be proud of?
所以我们每一天的生活都很忙碌在追求我有什么。
And so we would often seek after more success.
那这个我有什么，就是代表我们的成就。代表我们的能力。
And what we have in our hands is our success, our accolades, and our achievements in our life.
但是当我们很专心在追求我有什么的时候，我们常常忘记了我是什么样的人。
And after we spend all this time pursuing these things or goals in our life, then we forget about who we are as a person.
那这个叫做迷失。
And that is called being lost.
那撒该到底是什么样的人？
And what kind of person is Zacchaeus?
我们看第七节。
We can look at verse 7.
众人看见就私下议论说他竟到罪人的家里去住宿。
And when they saw it, they all complained saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.
所以大家看撒该把他当作罪人。
And this is how everyone regarded Zacchaeus, that he was a sinner.
哦，所以撒该虽然有钱有地位。
And so even though Zacchaeus had status and money,
但是他是一个罪人。
But he was considered a sinner.
今天他来找主耶稣，是因为要解决他的钱没有办法帮他解决的问题。
Today, when Zacchaeus came to seek out Jesus Christ, it is because what he had problem with, he could not solve with his own status or money.
啊，就是大家看他做罪人。
It is the fact that everyone regarded him as a sinner.
啊，也因为这样啊，撒该的人生啊啊迷失了。
And because of this, Zacchaeus was a lost man in this world.
哦，为什么说是迷失的？
And why do we say Zacchaeus was a lost man?
哦，因为他在赚钱的当中啊，他做了很多人认为不对的事情。
Because when he was in this life, he did many things that were considered wrong in the eyes of many people.
哦，所以人认为他是罪人。
And so people regarded him as a sinner.
好，我们今天在生活当中最容易让我迷失的是什么？
In today's life, what is the most easiest thing to allow us to lose ourselves?
哦，就是对钱财的追求。
It is through a pursuit of wealth.
我们现在来看提摩太前书。
Let's look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章的第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
但且那要想要发财的，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗里和许多无知有害的私欲里，啊，叫人沉沦在败坏和灭亡中。第十节
，verse ten，
啊，贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Verse 9, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts.Which drown men in destruction and perdition. Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
好，每一天生活都需要钱。
Every day we will need to use money.
所以大家都会感觉到钱很重要。
And so everyone will regard the importance of money in their lives.
所以我们需要努力地赚钱来维持生活的需要。
And so everyone will diligently seek after making money so they can support their lives.
但是这里在讲贪财是万恶之根。
But here it says that the love of money is the root of all evil.
接下去就被引诱离了真道。
For whom some have strayed from the faith in their greediness.
然后用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
And that pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
所以把人生钱当作第一个要务在追求。
So if anyone considers that wealth is the most important pursuit in this life.
超过家庭，超过自己的健康。
That is more important than your own family or your own health.
超过自己的孩子。
Or even more important than your own children.
那这个到最后生活会有很多的问题。
At the conclusion of your life, you will find many problems.
所以圣经说这样的人生观是迷失的。
And this is considered from the viewpoint of the Bible is someone who is lost.
那很显然的，撒该他能够当一个财主。
And very clearly, even though Zacchaeus was a wealthy man,
但是人看他是罪人。
Everyone knew him to be a sinner.
所以他在累积的钱财的过程，可能用很多人觉得不对的方法去做。
And though everyone probably thought that in accumulation of his wealth, he had used many unjust means to gather this money.
所以人就看他当罪人。
And so that is why they thought he was a sinner.
那为什么撒该要来找主耶稣？
And why would Zacchaeus want to seek out Lord Jesus Christ?
那我们现在回来看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章第八节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 8.
撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把一半的给穷人，我若……”骗谁就还他四倍。
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 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 I give half my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
这里主耶稣说要到撒该的家去。
Here it says, Lord Jesus said, I will go to Zacchaeus' house.
那撒该说我要把一半给穷人。
And as a result, Zacchaeus said, I will give half of my goods to the poor.
这个就是行善。
And this is to act with kindness.
好，然后我如果骗人，就还他四倍。
And if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I'll restore fourfold.
这个就是对他过去做的罪的一种补偿。
And this is to amend for his past sins.
那如果撒该真的这样做？
And if Zacchaeus was to really carry this out,
他遇到耶稣以后，他的财产已经剩不到一半了。
After he met Jesus and he gave half of his wealth away,
哦，所以他财产剩不到一半。
Then he would lose probably half of his possessions.
哦，这个就是一种改变。
This is a change in his life.
所以他遇到主耶稣以后，我们看他对钱财的看法就不一样。
And so we can see that after he met Lord Jesus.His concept and value of money has changed.
哦，他就知道钱是一种工具。
Now he understood clearly that money is simply an instrument in his life.
神给我们钱，让我们有这个工具来做很多的好事。
And when the Lord Jesus gave us wealth, it is only a tool to be able to do many kind deeds.
那这样，他就从迷失的人生里面再找到一个正确的方向。
And so in his lost life, he has now found a new direction.
啊，因此主在第九节，主耶稣就说：“今天救恩到这个家。”
And so it says here in verse 9 that Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house."
哦，所以当他把这个钱的重要性压低了，救恩就到他家里面了。
Today, when Zacchaeus was able to lower his value of money, then he is able to receive salvation in his house.
当他把钱提高跟神一样，救恩就进不到他家。
When he elevated the value of money in his life, then he could no longer receive Lord God into his life.
当他把钱的重要性压低一点，主耶稣的救恩就临到他家。
But when he devalued the perspective of money in his life, then Lord Jesus is able to enter his home, his heart.
那他所说的这些事情，在神看起来都是好的事情。
And everything that he resolved to do was good in the sight of God.
哦，那这个就是哦，我们人啊得到救恩一种另外的生活方式。
And so this is another way to live after we receive the gospel of Christ.
因为我们有神的道理，所以我们生活的每一个决定啊，都能够做神认为对的事情。
Because today we have the word of God in the heart, so we are able to act in a way that is in accordance to God's will.
那这样的一个改变对他的人生有什么影响？
And how has such transformation in his life impacted him?
好，我们先来看以赛亚书的32章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书的32章。
Isaiah 32.
17节。
Verse 17.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效验必是平稳，直到永远。十八节。
Verse 18.
我的百姓必住在平安的居所，安稳的住处，平静安歇的所在。
The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Isaiah 32:18. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places.
这里讲啊，公义的果效是平安。
Here it says that the work of righteousness will be peace.
那公义的效验是平稳，直到永远。
And the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever.
我们大家都很希望活得很平安。
All of us wish to live a life of peace.
这个平安就是内心的平静安稳。
This is a peaceful state in our heart that is still and quiet.
那这个平安是跟我们周围的人大家都很和睦。
This peace represents the harmony that we have with all the people around us.
那这个平安也是指着我们的良心不指责我们。
And peace also means that our conscience is clean and clear before the Lord.
这个平安更指着我们跟神的关系啊，非常的和睦。
And peace also represents that we have harmony and reconciliation with God in heaven.
那这是人生一个非常重要啊幸福的因素。
And this is a very important source of happiness and joy in this life.
如果人只有钱没有平安，这个活着也不幸福。
If a person only has money but no peace, then they are living a difficult, sorrowful life.
所以有很多人虽然物质生活很丰富，但是精神生活很有问题。
And so many people may enjoy a luxurious life, but they suffer mental breakdowns.
然后有忧郁症，然后要吃药才能睡觉。
They are bitter in their souls, have depression, they also have insomnia, and they have to take medicine to sleep.
就是因为里面没有平安。
Because they have no peace within their hearts.
那这个平安怎么得到？
And how can we attain this peace?
当然，我们来到主耶稣的面前，可以向神求平安。
Of course, when we come to the presence of God, we can ask for this peace.
但是当我们认识主耶稣以后，
But later, when we come to know Jesus Christ,
我们的生活用神的话这样一直来调整。
When we continue to adjust our lifestyle in accordance to the word of God,
到最后我们的生活，我们讲的，我们做的决定，都是神认为对的。
That everything that we say and do and make our decisions in our life is righteous before the eyes of the Lord.
那这个叫做公义。
And this will be called justice and righteousness in front of God.
神就与我们同在。
And this righteousness will make enable the Lord to always be with us.
那神与我们同在就是平安。
And when the Lord is always with us, we will enjoy true peace.
我们的内心就没有害怕，没有忧虑。
And our heart will no longer be afraid and will no longer be anxious.
那这个不是钱买得到的。
And this type of peace cannot be attained by wealth.
这个是恩典。
And this is a blessing, grace from God.
所以这个撒该本来是一个财主。
And so originally Zacchaeus was a wealthy man.
他愿意把他财产降低。
But he chose to let go of this wealth.
然后平安可以临到他。
To devalue prospective money so that he can receive this peace within his soul.
这个是救恩的好处。
This is the benefit of salvation.
那我们如果回到撒该这个路加福音十九章来看。
Turning back to Luke chapter 19, we see.
第九节。
Verse 9.
今天救恩临到这个家。
Today salvation has come to this house.
这个救恩还有很多的好处。
Salvation also has many other benefits.
除了说我们刚刚所提到的平安。
Other than the peace we have just described.
救恩最后的好处就是我们人真正的盼望。
The ultimate purpose of peace is so that we can have hope in this life.
那就是天国的盼望。
And that is the hope of eternal salvation in heavenly kingdom.
所以人得到这个救恩，不但有今生的好处，也有来世的好处。
So receiving this gospel of salvation gives us blessings not only in this life, but also salvation in the life to come.
好，这是第一个例子。
And this is the first example.
撒该是迷失，被主耶稣找回来的。
Zacchaeus, who was once lost and is now found.
好，我们现在再来看十五章，路加福音十五章。
Turn back to look at a second story in Luke chapter 15.
路加福音十五章从十一节开始再提到一个儿子，他的小儿子。
Luke chapter 15, starting verse 11, it speaks of a younger son's story.
我们看十二节。
In verse 12,
小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他。第三十三节。
Verse 13,
过了不多日，小儿子就把他一切所有收起来，到远方去，在那里任意放荡，浪费子财。
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. Verse 13, not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
这个地方讲小儿子跟他父亲讲请你把财产给我。
So we see here there was a younger son who asked for the inheritance from his father.
然后他就拿了所有的到很远的地方去。
And he gathered all his possessions and migrated to a foreign country.
他父亲看不到的地方。
To a place where his father cannot oversee him anymore.
那在这个地方，他的生活就很自由。
And in this faraway place, he enjoyed freedom.
所以十三节说，任意放荡，浪费子财。
And so in verse 13, he wasted his possessions and lived in a prodigal living.
那这个小孩子后来再回来找他父亲。
But later on, this child called Prodigal Son returned to his father.
所以二十四节，他是这个父亲说：“我这个儿子死而复活，是失而又得的。”
And so in verse 24, the father of the son said, "For my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost as found."
也就是说，他是迷失的，现在再找回来了。
And so he too was a lost person, but now he has returned.
那为什么会迷失？
Why was the son lost?
是因为他要自由。
Because he wanted freedom to sin.
他感觉到在父亲的家不自由。
Because he felt that he was restricted in his freedom in his father's household.
因为父亲有很多要叫他这个可以做，这个不可以做。
Because his father had many commandments of what should be done and what should not be done.
他觉得只要我离开父亲，没有人叫我不可以做，也没有人叫我做什么，我要做什么就做什么，这样很自由。
So he wanted to be free to make his own decision, so that when he went away, he could decide whatever he wanted to do and whatever he didn't want to do.
今天这个父亲是谁？
And so today, who is our Father?
这个父亲就是天上的神。
Our Father is our Heavenly Father in heaven.
圣经说一神，他就是众人的父亲。
And the Bible describes one God who is the Father of all.
他是我们人类的来源。
He is the source of all creatures.
所以敬拜神就是跟这个父亲重新建立失去的关系。
He is the source of all life. And so to recognize and return to his father is to reestablish our relationship with his heavenly father.
所以这是本来应该的事情，不是选择不选择的事情。
And this is something that should be what it should be, but it is not something that, is something that we have to seek after.
因为小孩子跟父亲建立关系，这个本来就是应该的。
Because when a child has a relationship with father, that is the way it's supposed to be.
那人为什么选择不拜神？
Why would today people rebel against worshiping this Father?
因为如果我们拜神，
Because if we worship our Heavenly Father, our God,
就有很多事情我们不能做。
There will be many restrictions on things that we should not do.
就有很多事情我不想做的要做。
There may be things that we want to do, but we are not allowed to do.
那这样我就不自由了。
And so we no longer enjoy freedom.
所以有的人就根本就不信，这样我最自由，我自己就是神。
And so some people choose not to believe in a religion so they can have freedom in their lives.
那如果要信，我等到七八十岁我才来信。
Some people say, if I really want to believe, I'll wait until when I'm 70 or 80 years old to come and believe.
但是我们现在想就是，我们小的时候，父亲要我们做的常常是对我们有好处的。
If we look back, when we're little, everything our parents want us to do is always for our good.
因为他知道什么是对我们好的。
Because our father knows what is best for us.
但是有时候我们没有办法了解。
But many times we fail to understand his loving kindness.
所以我们以为那是失去了自由。
And so we think that we have lost our liberty.
但是毕竟我们是人，有时候我们要小孩子做的也不一定真的对他好。
And since we as parents are human, so sometimes what we tell our children to do may not be totally correct.
但是我们的父，天上的神。
But our Heavenly Father above,
他是最有智慧的一个神。
He is one who has the most wisdom.
他也是真的爱我们的一个神。
And he truly loves us.
所以神如果叫我们做的是绝对对我们有好处的。
And so if God today tells us to do something, if it is most beneficial for us.
如果神叫我们不要做的是绝对对我们没有好处的。
And so if today God tells us not to do something, it is truly not for our good.
因此我们人的一生如果能够照我们父亲的吩咐这样去生活，可以减少很多的问题，可以减少很多的痛苦。
And so if we're able to abide by the words and commands of our Heavenly Father, we can avoid all these detrimental negative troubles that we face in our life as a result of our wrong actions.
可以减少很多错误的决定。
We can reduce many wrong decisions in our lives.
但是人常常就是觉得我要自由。
But many people would rather have their own authority to decide to have their freedom.
我想要什么我就做，我不想做我就不做。
To do in accordance with their own will, whether they enjoy it, like it or not.
我们就是跟这个浪小孩子一样。
We are rebellious, just like this prodigal son.
虽然活得很自由。
And though we may live in a life of so-called liberty.
那自由带来的结果是什么？
But the result of such liberty is this.
你看十四节。
In verse 14.
路加福音十五章的十四节。
In Luke chapter 15, verse 14.
既然耗尽一切所有，又遇到那地方遭遇饥荒，就穷苦起来。十五节。
Verse 15.
于是去投靠那一个人，那里打发到田里去放猪。十六节。
Verse 16.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他这个地方说，这个人就跑去放猪啊。
So in verse 14 to 16 says that he lost everything, so he ended up having to.Take care of pigs.
那他甚至吃猪吃的东西。
He even wanted to eat the food of the swine.
为什么？因为他穷苦起来。
Because he became impoverished and destitute.
我们就是看，我们人离开神的结果是什么？
And so we understand that when one chooses to depart from God, what is his consequence?
人离开神的结果就是穷苦。
When a person leaves God, he only faces suffering and poverty.
这个穷苦不是物质上的。
This poverty may not be materially speaking.
物质上可能我们很丰富。
Perhaps we are still very wealthy materially speaking.
就是我们的内心很空虚。
There's a poverty of the soul.
那因为内心很空虚，我们就去找很多的满足。
And since we are impoverished in our soul, we will look for things to satisfy our hearts.
那很多的满足对我们是有伤害的。
Many things that we call a satisfaction may ruin us.
醉酒。
For example, alcoholism.
用药。
Or drugs.
赌博。
Or gambling.
还有很多的这个快乐在醉里面，这个对我们都没有好处的。
And many sinful pleasures that we think can satisfy us cannot satisfy us.
那我们到年纪大的时候，如果没有神，就觉得人生很空洞，你不晓得接下去要往哪里去。
And as we grow older without God, then we live a life that is full of vanity. We feel empty and meaningless.
所以外面拥有很多，但是内心很空虚。
It may seem like on the outside we have many things, but actually inside we are impoverished.
这是很多人的体验。
And this is the experience of many people in this life.
为什么？
Why?
因为他离开了父亲。
Because they have departed from the true heavenly Father.
就变成穷苦了。
They have become impoverished.
那接下去说，他本来在父亲的家里面，他是第二的儿子。
And secondly, we know that the second son was the second son of his father.
那他现在呢，要去跟人放猪。
And yet, when he had to go feed the swine.
那犹太人呢，猪是不洁净的，放猪就是对身份的一个侮辱。
And for him to be able to become a caretaker of swine in the perspective of Jews is an insult to him.
那我们人本来身份很尊贵。
As a man, we originally enjoyed precious status in front of God.
我们是神造的。
We were created by God.
但是我们离开神之后。
Special beings, but after we lost our grace.
我们的生活啊，越来越跑到罪里面去。
We continue to sink into the depths of sin.
那圣经一翻开来，我们犯了很多的罪。
And when we look at the Bible, we continue to sin one after another.
我们在神面前本来是很尊贵的，是神的儿子。
Originally, we were very high and precious in the sight of God.
那现在活在罪里面。
But now we have sunk lower and lower and quagmire sin.
变成罪人，那个尊贵的身份就不见了。
Now we are a sinner, a prodigal son. We no longer have this precious, noble status.
这是离开神的一个结果。
And this is a consequence of departing from God.
那我们现在看这个浪子怎么回头。
Let's look at how this prodigal son was able to return to his father.
我们路加福音的十五章。
Turning back to Luke chapter 15.
十六节。
Verse 16.
十七节。
Verse 17.
他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮我一，我倒在这里饿死吗？”
And when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?"
什么时候我们开始会觉悟说我需要神？
When will we come to our senses that we need God in our lives?
就是当我们觉得我这样活着不好的时候，我们才会感觉到我们需要神。
We finally realize that the way we're living is not good for us. That's when we'll seek after God.
那我怎么知道我这样活着不好？
How do we know that the way we're living is not good?
有时候我们可以比较。
We can do a comparison.
比较我们现在的生活跟一个真正敬拜神的生活有什么不同？
Compare our lives with someone who is a person who lives in fear of God in their lives.
有时候我们就发现一个敬拜神的人虽然好像星期六他就来教会。
We can find a person who really honors God when they come to church on Sabbath days.
但是你可以感觉到他的心很充实。
They are filled in their hearts.
非常喜乐，非常平安。
They are joyful, they are peaceful.
但有时候我们就觉得说，物质上我什么都有，但是为什么我心灵上没有满足？
And when we compare to them, we may think we have so many things that are material things we can be proud of, yet we do not have the peace that they have.
因为我们没有神。
Because we do not have God in our lives.
那有时候我们看下一代也是一样。
When we look at our next generation, it's the same.
有的在敬拜神，很虔诚在拜神的下一代都很好。
Those descendants who know how to worship and fear the Lord live wonderful lives.
因为他们的下一代懂得敬拜神。
Because they know how to fear God, and God blesses them.
那第二个比较就是比我们从圣经里面神的应许来看。
And how can we also compare? We can compare to the promises that are given in the Bible today.
神给我们这么多的应许。
When God gives us so many promises in the Scripture,
他要给我们喜乐。
He wants to give us joy.
他要给我们平安。
He wants to give us peace.
他要给我们安息。
He wants to give us rest.
他要给我们力量。
He wants to give us strength.
他要给我们智慧。
He wants to give us wisdom.
他要给我们永生。
He wants to give us eternal
life. 这每一样都是很宝贵的。
Every one of these promises are very precious.
那我们就比较，我如果没有神，这些东西都没有啊。
And so if we compare that if we do not have God, we lack all these things.
那这样比较之后，如果我们醒悟过来，我们就会来追求神。
And after this comparison, we will wake up and we will say we want to pursue God.
所以越早醒悟过来，我们人生会享受越大的福气。
And so the earlier we're able to come to our senses, the earlier we're able to come rejoice in God.
所以我们在教会里面常常有的信徒说啊。怎么你到现在才传主耶稣的福音给我
And so many people who later come to believe in Jesus Christ will say, How come you preach your gospel to me so late in my life?
如果你五年前传给我我的婚姻都不会破裂啊
If you had preached this gospel to me 5 years ago, my life would not be, marriage would not be in divorce.
如果你五年前传给我
If you had preached to me 5 years ago,
可能我的配偶也不会离世啊
Maybe my spouse would not have passed away.
如果你五年前传给我
If you had preached to me 5 years ago,
可能我小孩子也不会自杀
Maybe my child would not have committed suicide
所以一个人开始体验到主耶稣里面的好处之后才发现说这真的是好
And so when a person starts to realize and compare the blessings in Christ and the out of Christ then they can come to a realization
那当这个浪子回头来找父亲
And to turn back like thisprodigal son to look for his true father.
父亲怎么对待他
And how did the father treat him?
我们看二十二节
In verse 22.
父亲却吩咐仆人说把那上好的袍子拿出来给他穿上把戒指戴在他的指头上把鞋穿在他的脚上二十三节
Verse 23.
把那牛犊牵来宰了我们可以吃喝快乐这里提到父亲给这个浪子几件事情
Luke 15, verse 22 says several things that a father gave him on his return.
把最好的牌子给他穿上。
Firstly, to give him the best robe.
他本来是养猪啊，他那个衣服都是猪的味道，都是很脏的。
To be worn. Originally, he was wearing the clothes of the swine. Everything was soiled with the dirt and grime of the swine. It was smelly.
犯了很多的罪。
He originally, like us, we have committed many sins.
现在主耶稣赦免我们的罪。
But now, Lord Jesus cleanses us from our sins.
受洗的时候，给我们穿上白衣。
After we receive baptism, He will give us a new white garment.
叫做义袍，这样我们可以回到神的身边。
It is called a garment of righteousness, so we can once again return to the Father's side.
这个是何等的好！
And how wonderful this is.
那接下来把戒指给他戴上。
Secondly, he will give us a ring.
这个戒指是一种归属的记号。
What does ring mean? It means that we belong to someone.
神给我们圣灵。
When the Lord Jesus gives us Holy Spirit,
圣灵证明我们是他的儿子。
The Holy Spirit proves with a seal that we belong to him.
本来我们是浪子，是罪人。
Originally, we were sinners, just like this prodigal son.
现在我们做神的儿子。
But now we are the children of God.
圣灵做凭据。
Holy Spirit is our guarantee and seal.
这个不是太好的吗？
Isn't that most wonderful?
那接下去把鞋子给他穿上。
And finally, the father gave him sandals on his feet.
以弗所书那个鞋子叫做平安的福音。
And so Ephesians explains the sandals to be the gospel of peace.
就是我们走到的地方都有平安。
That everywhere we go, we can put on the.
以前我们的生活怕这个怕那个，忧虑这个忧虑那个。
Gospel of peace. Everywhere we go, we may be in the past afraid of many things.
那今天神与我们同在。
But today, wherever we go, God is
with us. 走到哪里，我们都没有害怕。
No matter where we go, we have no fear.
遇到什么，我们都没有忧虑。
No matter what we encounter, we are not afraid.
平安。
We are not worried. We have peace.
在我们生活中做主。
We have the Lord as our master in this life.
好，我们再看二十三节。
And then verse 23.
把那个牛犊、肥犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
And bring the fatted calf here and kill, and let us be eating and eat and be merry.
孩子跟父亲相聚在一起，享受宴席。
When a son and a father can live and feast together in joy and merriment.
我们回到父亲的身边，就是要来享受他给我们丰盛的恩典。
When we return to our heavenly Father's side, is to enjoy the abundant peace and blessings.
律法是借着摩西传的。
The law was given by Moses.
恩典跟真理是由耶稣基督来的。
And grace and truth came through Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这是何等的好。
And so how beautiful this is.
圣经所有的应许对我们都是实在的。
That all the promises in the Bible are things that we can achieve.
所以回头是我们人生一个很大的决定。
And so to make this decision to turn back to God is the biggest decision we'll ever make in our lives.
这是人生最重大的决定。
This is the most important decision you'll ever make.
但是这个决定带给我们的好处没有办法形容。
But this, the consequence of this decision is something that cannot be measured.
好，我们现在回来看啊，路加十九章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 19.
路加十九章啊，为什么主耶稣会到他的家去，税吏的家
？Would Lord Jesus go to the house of Zacchaeus, a chief tax collector, sinner?
既然他被认作罪人，应该没有人愿意到他家去了。
If he is the chief of sinners, nobody will want to go to his house.
那为什么主耶稣会到他家去呢
？But why did Lord Jesus choose to go to his house?
我们现在回来看十九章。
Turning back to Luke 19, it says.
第三节开始。
In verse 3.
他想要看耶稣是怎样一个人，因为他的身量又矮，所以看不见。那他就跑到前头，爬到山树，要去看耶稣。
Sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead, climbed up in the sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way.
这个他的身量很小，所以他看不到。
We know that Zacchaeus was a short man.
但是看不到不是他的借口。
And even though he could not see Jesus, it was not his, did not use this excuse.
他爬到树上去。
He thought of a way to overcome this problem by climbing a sycamore tree.
为什么爬到树上？
Why would he climb up a sycamore tree?
爬高了我就可以看到耶稣啊。
Because when he climbed up the tree, he could see Lord Jesus.
所以我们才看这个撒该非常渴慕能够看到耶稣。
So we know that Zacchaeus was thirsting to see Lord Jesus.
虽然他是一个税吏长，他不顾他的身份，他只要看耶稣爬到树上，别人怎么看我没有关系。
And though he was a short man and the fact that he was a chief tax collector, he disregarded his status to climb up so he could see Lord Jesus.
那刚好主耶稣就抬头一看。
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus.
主耶稣知道他在树上。
Lord Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was up in the tree.
主耶稣知道他很渴慕看到主耶稣。
Lord Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was hungering, thirsting after him.
所以主耶稣抬头一看。
And so Jesus looked up at him.
叫他下来。
And said, Please come down.
我今天要住在你家里。
For today, I must stay at your house.
所以今天我们需要神与我们同在。
So today, would you like to have Lord Jesus abide with us?
我们的生活就会有极大的改变。
So that we will have remarkable transformation in our lives.
至高的神与我们同在。
That the highest Lord will now abide with us.
这是圣经的应许。
This is a promise of the Bible.
但是要神与我们同在。
And for the Lord to abide with us today.
我们要像撒该一样
We must act like Zacchaeus,
对神有渴慕的心
to have a thirsty, hungering heart after Lord Jesus.
当我们渴慕了神
when we thirst after him,
我们发现很多的困难就不是借口我们会找很多的方法去把它克服
we will find many ways to overcome our obstacles.
那神看我们渴慕的心
and when the Lord God sees our heart of pursuit,
我们真的有在追求他
this true hungering pursuit,
神就会赏赐我们。
And God will repay our earnesty.
你看我们在世界上啊，要得到什么都要花代价。
We know anything this life in order to achieve things and to have rewards, we must work very diligently.
如果我们愿意渴慕神来追求他。
Today, if we really want to seek after God, pursue after God.
主耶稣也愿意亲近我们。
And God will be willing to draw near to us.
让我们真的对他有很活泼、很深刻的体验。
So that we too can enjoy his deep blessings.
好，我们来看一节圣经里，以赛亚书。
Turn back to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Chapter 57.
十五节。
Verse 15.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说我住在至高至圣的所在也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居 要使谦卑的人灵魂苏醒，也使痛悔的人心灵苏醒。
Isaiah 57:15, for thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who is contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
这里讲在描写神，他说他是至高至上。
Here it describes that the Lord God is a high and lofty one.
再上去没有了。
There is no one higher than him.
他是宇宙的主宰。
He is a supreme being of this universe.
他是永远长存的。
He is eternal one.
他是圣者。
He is the holy one.
但是他说，他要与我们同在。
But he promises to dwell with us.
啊，那要有一个条件。
But there is a condition.
就是心灵痛悔谦卑的。
Someone who's contrite and humble.
哦，像哈撒该或者像这个浪子一样。
Someone who's earnestly seeking after God, like Zacchaeus or the prodigal son.
那神就与我们同在。
And God will then be willing to abide with us.
我们的生命就要改变。
And our life will receive true transformation.
我们唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
339.
339.